Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
I recently came across a statement that a concerned lawyer and parent made to the school board in Springfield, Missouri. And I'm going to share his remarks with you because I believe what he said needs to be told to most public school boards all over the country. Mr. D. Wampler addressed two issues. First, the fact that Christmas was removed from the official school calendar, and second, the fact that the faith of our founding fathers has been edited out of American history and social studies textbooks. Some people have bought the notion that religion should not be part of any educational system. This so-called strict separation of church and state has never been the law, Mr. Wampler said. It is not now the law, and it never will be in the future. Mr. Wampler reminded the school board that there are hundreds of examples of God, Jesus Christ, Christianity, and religion in our nation's monuments, documents, and laws. He gave a few examples. God's name is in our national anthem, the Declaration of Independence, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Liberty Bell, and the Pledge of Allegiance. Our national motto, In God We Trust, is on every single coin and bill in your pocket. Mr. Wampler complained that the school calendar had removed the words Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. He said this is utterly ridiculous, and it's time to put them back. Christmas should be called what it is. It is recognized by federal statute as an official federal holiday. No court has ever ruled that a school board is prohibited from calling Christmas, Christmas. Then Mr. Wampler zeroed in on the history books, pointing out that they don't even mention Christmas, Easter, or Thanksgiving anymore. He said, our students are being cheated out of true American history, sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. This father urged the school board to correct these omissions because if our children are going to make informed decisions about the future of our nation, they need to know about our past.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says a proverb is a short sentence based on long experience, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we were talking about foreign ownership in this country, and one of the comments was how the federal government wants to sell off part of the Forest Service lands. And then we started talking about, you know, many of the waterworks in this nation are owned by foreigners. And I have an email here from a listener in Joplin, Missouri. Missouri American supplies water service to Joplin and is owned by a company in the Netherlands. If you have a problem, you end up talking to someone in Florida. Yes, we're really lucky that it isn't someone in the Netherlands. We see more and more of this, that foreign entities are coming in and buying things that, as far as I'm concerned, foreigners should not be allowed to own, such as the waterworks. You know, you've heard the story all your life about where you can get your water cut off. Yes, you can. And maybe they've got a heck of a deal right now. But what if that contract runs out? I don't know what kind of a contract they have. I have no idea. But is there a possibility that one of these days Netherlands might sell that contract to the Chinese, and the Chinese might not like us? You know, the Chinese communists say that we are the number one enemy, and our president says that China is our number one trading partner. Kind of looks like a difference of opinion there. Now I see where the United States Department of Transportation, on February the 8th, 2005, so it was a year ago, presented its decision before the U.S. House of Representatives, the House Aviation Subcommittee, to change a rule which would clear the way for foreign companies to own and control U.S. airlines. Now, members of the committee were all in agreement that the Department of Transportation didn't have the legal authority to make that kind of a change, so apparently it dropped at that time. Currently now, and that was a year ago, currently U.S. law requires that United States airlines must be under the actual control of United States citizens in order to be licensed for operation. For corporations, 75% of the voting interest must be held by United States citizens. 66% of its board of directors and officers must also be U.S. citizens. Well, see, that makes perfectly good sense to me. But the Department of Defense, as well as the State Department, have agreed with the Department of Transportation on this particular issue. So it's coming up again. Now, the issue again is that foreign corporations would like to own some of our airlines. All right, airlines are going broke. We know that. Most of them are here. There's just only one or two small airlines out there that are really making money. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is a secretive government panel comprised of people from the Department of Treasury, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Department of Commerce, Department of States, and the Department of Homeland Security. Now, I'll bet you didn't even know we had a committee on foreign investment. But we do have. But it's a secretive government panel. Why? Why would we have a secretive government? Shouldn't the people in the United States, whatever happened to we the people, a government for the people, by the people, and of the people, whatever happened to that? This is a secretive government panel comprised of, let me run through these again, Department of Treasury, Defense, Justice, Commerce, State, Homeland Security. Do we vote on any of those people? Have we ever had an opportunity to see who's going to run the Department of the Treasury or the Department of State or the Department of See, those are all appointed by administrative officials. Okay, so this is a secretive group now, and they're the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Now, Presidential Press Secretary Scott McClellan stressed that several national security agencies, and that's this bunch we just talked about, approved a deal that will turn six major United States ports over to a firm run by the government of the United Arab Emirates. Okay? So we're turning over ports in New York, Baltimore, New Jersey, New Orleans, Miami, and Philadelphia to these Arab groups. It's a merger deal approved by the government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Do they have the authority to do that? Can they do that? Where's Congress? You'd think Congress would just have a fit over this. That all Congress, Democrats and Republicans, would march on the White House and say, hey, this cannot happen. I remember so well. I don't remember what year it was, back in the 80s, whenever Jimmy Carter was president. Probably still in the 70s, wasn't it? I don't know. Time flies. Doesn't make any difference whether they're having fun or not. It still flies. And Carter just literally gave the Panama Canal away. And in the meantime, the Chinese have bought it. They control both ends of the Panama Canal. So here we have this group of I don't even know how to describe them other than they're people that are there in Washington that look to me like they're trying to destroy this nation, saying, yeah, that's all right. It's a Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. They're currently running the ports of this this organization. It's called Oriental Steam Navigation Company. It's acquired by the Dubai Ports World. Now, I hear music, so I'm going to have to quit here for a couple of minutes. But when we come back, remember that Ports World because, hey, when we get down to it, we'll find out that the deal's already done and it's going to take effect March the 2nd. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Let me show you how this all fits together and what's happening. I mentioned this Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, a secretive government panel comprised of people from the Department of Treasury, Defense, Justice, Commerce, State, and Homeland Security. In January, now we're talking about this January 2006, just last month, the Bush administration appointed a former director of operations for Europe and Latin America, for the, and by the way, I thank my listeners, we got a couple of calls, I couldn't pronounce, D-U-B-I-A, it's pronounced Dubai, Dubai Ports World, as the new maritime administrator with the Department of Transportation. Now, this is the group that wanted to buy the airlines, okay. Presidential Press Secretary Scott McLean stressed that several national security agents approved the deal that will turn six major U.S. ports over to a firm run by the government of the United Arab Emirates. The merger deal approved by the government, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, has the company currently running the ports. The Oriental Stream Navigation Company, acquired by Dubai Ports World. Now, we have this fellow that was director of operations for Dubai Ports World, now is the maritime administrator here in the United States for the Department of Transportation. The ports we're talking about are in New York, Baltimore, New Jersey, New Orleans, Miami, and Philadelphia. Press Secretary Scott McLean, today press at today's press briefing, and that wasn't today, it was yesterday, he said this is all going to go into effect on March the 2nd. This went through the National Security Review process under the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States at the Department of Treasury. That is the agency that's responsible for overseeing such matters as this. And this includes a number of national security agencies, Department of Homeland, and we've given you those. Okay? Anyway, there is a rigorous review that goes on for proposed foreign investment for national security concerns. Well, I don't think they're rigorous enough, but we'll learn more about it as time passes by. In the meantime, in Kansas City, Missouri, they're building a smart port. Now, there ain't no ocean front in Kansas City, Missouri, for whatever it's worth, people. The Big Muddy runs through there, and that's about the size of it. State Homeland Security officials have raised concerns about a plan to bring in foreign freight to Kansas City. The plan is to have Asian freight shipped into a port in Mexico run by a Chinese company. Then the cargo containers are put on rail lines and shipped to Kansas City, where U.S. customs officials would have their first look at them. Now, you try to come into the United States from a foreign country, and they make you open your bags and do all this. They're sending trainloads of stuff in here. It gets all the way from Mexico to Kansas City before anybody even sees it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned back to Kansas City, Missouri. There is a smart port there. Now, I don't know how smart it is, but it's a smart port. And freight shipped from Asia may be taken into a Mexican port, processed by a Chinese company, and sent by rail into Kansas City. Now, remember, over the past months, we've talked about the international corridors. And they want this international corridor, and they, meaning the administration, the officials at the top, the elite, want these corridors to go all the way from Mexico to Canada. It was all to be part of the FTAA, Free Trade of the Americas, which we can give Hugo Chavez credit for killing. And you don't kill these things. It's just like animal ID. It'll never be killed. They'll be back. And we'll see a Free Trade of America someday. But at least Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, put the stops on it. when President Bush was down in Mexico. They were going to get this thing all taken care of and thought it would be a slam dunk. And they had some goaltenders there that didn't let it happen. But anyway, the powers that be want this international trade corridor. And we've discussed it before, but in case you weren't familiar with it, it's to be, I don't remember, half a mile wide or quarter of a mile wide or something. Quarter mile doesn't sound big enough because it's supposed to have 8 lanes of traffic and 2 lanes of railroad, a north and south railroad. It's going to have fiber optic cables and I don't know what all in this quarter of a mile. And it's going to come. Now, I have different stories on it. They're working on it in Texas as we speak, and a lot of people in Texas are fighting it. But it's going to be an international corridor and not for local use. In other words, if you're in Kansas City and want to go up to St. Joe, you're not going to be able to get on this thing the way I understand it. It's strictly for international trade. And so there'll just be certain areas where you can mount and dismount on this thing. Anyway, Mexican officials would have the first line of control over something coming into Missouri. U.S. And by the way, Missouri is just, it happens to be the hub of this thing. Okay, U.S. customs officials involved in the project won't comment because they're continuing negotiations with the Mexican government over the idea. An official with the group is backing the plan and says, it is safe. It is safe. One sees it as an economic boon. The other, people see it as possible terrorism nightmare. It's Kansas City's smart port. Anyhow, as we've mentioned, Asian freight that is landed in Mexico will be sent to Kansas City and then distributed on from there. The whole idea has raised some concerns with Homeland Security people here in Missouri, but let's remember these are Missourians. And it doesn't make any difference what comes out of Homeland Security here in Missouri. It's what comes out of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. that's going to be the law of the land. I've seen this happen over and over and over again. You deal with good people on the local level usually. Some of them are not so good, but most of them are. And they'll tell you, these things are just great. Everything's fantastic. It's wonderful. And we agree with you 100%. And then the word comes down from up above, and it's just like throwing water on a fire. It puts the thing out. So you think you've got it under control, and then you find out you don't have. Anyhow, the Mexican government would have the say over anything that's coming on those trains. He complains that no one from the U.S. government has talked to him about it. Again, this is the Homeland Security Coordinator for Missouri. U.S. customs officials involved in Smartport won't comment. They're still ironing out the details. I'll bet they don't know any details. So we have no idea what all this is about, except in Kansas City, Missouri, we have a Smartport. And most of the stuff coming on those trains are going to be coming from China. Now, the relationship between America and China, there's no way we can call it a trading partnership. It's not. It's a one-way thing. And it's a systematic transfer of our manufacturing base to China. Americans are being looted of her manufacturing business by her own corporations. In other words, these are not Chinese companies that are making this stuff. In some instances, at all, it is. But mostly, these are U.S. multinational corporations that are having the Chinese labor build this for them. Anyway, according to some things that happened after World War II, an economic nationalist, Frederick List, wrote this. He said, the power of producing wealth is infinitely more important than the wealth itself. China sacrifices the present for the future, while Americans sacrifice the future for the present. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A guest on the Derry Brownfield Show and the subject of a new book, One Man with Courage, here's Wayne Kreitz.
I said, I'm either 100% guilty or I'm 100% innocent. And it's not 50 or 40%. And I said, if that jury finds me guilty, I won't like it, but I will accept their penalty. When the jury came back and they stood up and passed the verdict to the bailiff, and he handed it to the judge looked at it and said, was this a unanimous decision? And they said, yes, it was. And he just stowed the verdict on the floor. The bailiff picked it up and says, the ladies and gentlemen of the jury find the defendant not guilty.
Get the book, One Man with Courage, The Wayne Kreitz Story. Now available for just $18 delivered. Send $18, check, cash, or money order to Wayne Kreitz Book, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Order forms available at DerryBrownfield.com.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow and bred heifer sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday. Now, that's February the 18th, and Wendell's going to be selling one complete dispersal. It's due to a dissolving partnership, so if you're looking for a good set of working cows, you'll certainly want to be at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this Saturday. Now, these are cows and heifers. The consignment includes 180 head of fancy red Angus and Charolais cows. They'll start calving next week, and they'll calve within a 45-day period, along with 150 head string of black and black Baldies, all to calve within the same period. Included in this lot is a 30 head string of red Angus heifers. They're AI'd to above and beyond red Angus bulls, and 20 head of fancy open Angus heifers. As I said, this is a complete dispersal sale due to a dissolving partnership, so be at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this Saturday, February the 18th.
Gold and silver rebounded on Thursday as traders weighed the impact of further hikes in interest rates after the new Fed chief Ben Bernanke's speech on Wednesday. Gold closed up $4.60 to $544.20 an ounce, despite a stronger dollar and weaker oil prices. When the big funds and banks sell gold, the gap is quickly filled with smaller investors. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this from author and CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover Gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he'd like to live as a poor man with lots of money. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I think we have tied up about all the phone lines. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Most of these calls are about Chinese ports, so let's get on with the Chinese ports. Hi, Joan in Missouri. You are up first.
Congratulations, sir. Now, as I told Jeff, I monitor planes going into Kansas City, and there is more Mexican pilots and there is United States women flying those planes, and it's not illegal. Anybody can monitor it. But do you ever watch where Daddy Bush goes?
How do you monitor the planes?
With an 8-band antenna radio. It's no biggie thing. It's,
oh, I see. You listen to their conversations as they're coming in.
Yeah, I get the conversations of the pilots, and it's not illegal.
No, I understand that. Yeah, you got a shortwave set, and you can do that. Okay. Now, what about Daddy Bush?
Daddy Bush, I watch where he goes more than I do the president, because he's been to Brazil, South America, Malaysia, everywhere. And I think this nation has been sold out since Nixon's time. Now, what do you think?
Well, it's probably been sold out since before Nixon. We remember very well that Nixon started negotiating with China. He was the very first president, I think, that did it openly at least. But, yeah, hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence. You're up next.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. You know, I think pretty soon America's going to be owned by all foreign countries, and there will be no more America. What's wrong with our presidents? Are they so chicken-hearted or what? I just can't see. And yet, they're talking about selling the land here. You know, you had it yesterday on. Well, they're probably going to be selling it to these foreigners, and they're going to take over, and pretty soon we're not going to be America. We're just going to be another foreign country that everybody wants to take over.
Well, you have to understand, you keep asking what's wrong with the president, and it wouldn't make any difference which president was elected, because they are all controlled by the world bankers, and they're just taking orders to set us up in a one-world government. It's just as simple as that. If you'll just look at the facts, you can see it. A lot of people out there, I have a son that argued with me the other day. He said, oh, it's so good that Bush is so much better than Kerry would have been. I said, John, you're wrong. You're totally wrong. Bush has got these people snollygostered. And I can't understand why people can't open their eyes. Well, I know why they don't open their eyes, because they don't study. They don't listen. They don't study. Here's one of my own kids out there that thinks I'm a goony bird, but now I've got three other kids that don't. So anyhow, I'm winning in the family affair at least, but they don't study the right stuff. They listen to what the news media tells them, and the news media has been feeding them a gob of lies for a century, practically. Even back during World War II, we weren't getting the true stories, you know. But anyway, hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Carl in Texas. Hi, Carl, you're up next.
Hello, Derry. I was talking with a friend of mine up in Arlington, Texas, this last weekend. And she lives between Fort Worth and Dallas at Arlington. And she was telling me that when she's on the way home, she has to stop for a railroad crossing. And she sees nothing but double-decker container boxcars or train flat cars, you might say, hauling these containers that have strictly Chinese markings on them. And they're headed for a place called Port Hutchins in that area. And, of course, she made the remark, there's no port here, but they call it Port Hutchins. And I suspect it's probably a duty-free entry point is what I suspect the port means. I'm not sure. Maybe you know.
I have no idea. About a year ago, I was in Alamogordo, New Mexico, and I can't where do you cross the border down there? But anyway, there were the longest trains. They each train had over 100 cars on it, and there were several of them. And like you said, they had these containers. They were all coming north. Right here in Missouri, we've got the Missouri Pacific Line, and I can hear that. I'm close enough to the railroad that I can hear the trains if I want to hear them. I mean, you know, they whistle at night. And if you just sit there and watch, those trains go by with these, sometimes they're just cargo containers that have been set on the rail car. Sometimes they're on big trailers for an 18-wheeler to pull, sitting up high. But like you said, they're practically all obviously Chinese. I mean, now not 100%, but the biggest part of them definitely are. Unless they're carrying coal, they're usually carrying these containers that have Chinese markings on them. But appreciate the call, Carl. Let's go to Barney in Maryland. Hi, Barney. You're up next. Hi, Barney.
By what authority are they conducting the giveaway of these ports? The only way the federal government could conduct such a transaction would be with a treaty. And treaties and laws have to conform to the Constitution, and states are not allowed to negotiate with foreign governments, and all lands in the states are owned by the state. All the original 13 states came into the Union with all their lands, forests, rivers, and everything intact, and every state is supposed to be equal.
Well, you say, well, what authority they do it? It's certainly unconstitutional. We know that. They've set up this committee on foreign investment in the United States. As I said, it's a secretive government panel of people from the Department of Treasury, Justice, Defense, Commerce, State, and Homeland Security, and they just make these decisions. They have no authority to do that, and where is Congress in all of this? Yeah, Congress could stop every bit of it.
They've been bought out. But it seems to me that the port in Kansas should come under immigration laws and the same regulations.
You know, we talk about the all the goods coming in here from China into the United States. The easiest way in the world to stop it would be stop it at the port. They say, we've got free trade, yeah, but we also have to have customs inspect, make them unload every one of those containers, make them unload them, and then, you know, by the time they went through all those containers, it would certainly slow the traffic down, would it not?
Yeah, probably have a lot of tanks and anti-aircraft guns and everything sitting down on the pier.
Well, I have no idea what's in there, but you can see a big percentage of it in Walmart. But, hey, appreciate the call, Barney. I'm going to switch gears here just a minute because Ralph called me yesterday, and he wanted to talk about the animal ID thing in Indiana. And, Ralph, I said, that's a pretty good story. Would you mind coming on the air and discussing it for our listeners? Ralph, how are you with me?
I'm with you, Derek.
Okay. What happened in Indiana here a couple of days ago?
Before I get to that, I'd like to make a comment on what I've been hearing this morning.
Okay.
I heard on the radio the other morning by a talk show host, I don't know if it was him or his guest, made the comment that he was just getting tired of hearing this word foreigners in this country. Everything was being owned by foreigners and this, that, and another. And he was just getting so tired of it, being all of us were foreigners at one time or another, and we shouldn't even use that word anymore. And then the other comment I'd like to make is you're talking about the ports being sold off to, pardon my expression, foreign investors. I just wanted to let you know that Indiana is doing its part in making sure that everybody can get to those foreign ports because our governor is selling out the Indiana Toll Road to a couple of foreign investors from Australia and Spain for $3.8 billion. So we're going to make sure that everything can get to those ports one way or another.
Right, right. And, you know, I don't have it in here with me, but Teddy Roosevelt made a beautiful comment concerning foreigners. And he said, when people come to the United States, they should no longer speak their language. They should learn English. They should no longer consider their own home country as home. And he made some very excellent comments on that. I'll try to bring it in here and let the rest of our listeners hear it in detail someday. But he said, you know, they shouldn't, once they get here, they shouldn't be foreigners. But in this day and age, they are foreigners. There's no doubt about it. But hey, go on and tell us about the animal ID in Indiana.
Okay. We had a meeting here in the county, January the 26th on a Thursday night. There was probably 70, 80 people attended. It was sponsored by the Farm Bureau and the FSA office and the Extension office. And it was advertised as an informational meeting about the new premise number for all livestock producers.
Okay, now let's hold it right there because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll discuss your meeting. But first, these messages on the Common Sense Coalition. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And be sure to tell them Derry sent you.
And we have returned. Ralph from Indiana, you were just about to say that you went to a meeting that was sponsored by the Farm Service Group, as well as that's the USDA and Farm Bureau, concerning premise numbers.
Yes. The meeting was conducted by a young lady who had been to vet school, been hired by the State Board of Animal Health, and at least it seems that at least part of her job was to conduct these meetings across the state of Indiana. And she informed us up front that she probably would not have a lot of answers other than as far as the different stages was concerned. The state of Indiana, along with, I guess, a lot of other states, is trying to put this through in three stages. First, you get your premise number, and then it's animal identification, and then it's tracking. And she probably wouldn't have a lot of answers to any of those questions. And her main point, as she proceeded with her meeting, was to make sure that everyone who left the meeting was signed up with a premise number. At one point in her presentation, she said, if we all cared about our livestock as she cared about Indiana livestock, we would have no problem signing up. Of which this made the hair on the back of my neck stand up quite strongly, because, you know, I thought, young lady, I don't think you've been in my barn at 3 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night watching an old sow have pigs and so on and so forth, and I don't think anybody else cares about my livestock any more strongly than I do. But anyway, as she proceeded with the meeting, it seemed pretty shortly, once she got to the questions and answers, that she probably felt that she was in somewhat of a hostile environment, because it seemed like a lot of the questions that came forth she kind of took personally. But anyway, one of the questions that came up pretty quick was, well, what's this going to cost as it proceeds, and who's going to have to stand the cost of it? And then also, after you once sign up, if you don't know what the costs are going to be, if you sign up for a premise number and you can't tell us anything about the other two stages, we are hooked, so to speak. So whatever they decide to do, why, this is what you'll have to abide by. And this was causing a lot of concern as far as the audience was concerned. But anyway, as it proceeded, there were some questions came up, and one of the questions, again, was why would anybody want to sign up for something like this? And so it was expressed at that time that this wasn't a national thing, this was just an Indiana thing. Well, if it was an Indiana thing, then why did this 15 premise number, the first three digits of it, represent the United States? Well, that wasn't a question that she could answer.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back. This will be the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
The Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we have returned, visiting with Ralph from Indiana. Ralph, we want to speed this up a little bit. We're going to run out of time, but how many signatures did the lady from the Department of, who'd you say?
Animal Health.
Animal Health. How many farmers signed up for that?
Well, I'm not really for sure, Derry, because at one point it seemed like the discussion was getting rather heated, and I told my son who was with me, I said, I believe we're just not going to accomplish anything here, and we got up and left.
So were you the only one?
I don't know how many people actually did sign up, but the other thing that really made me aggravated was the fact that they're declaring this a voluntary sign up, and then in the next breath they're telling us that as of September 1st of 06, unless you get a premise number in the state of Indiana, you will not be buying or selling any livestock. And so, you know, it's pretty hard to have something voluntary when you turn around and put a date on it when it's going to be mandatory.
Were you the only one that was asking questions?
No, there were some other people that were asking some very pointed questions also. There was one lady, which I was not there to hear this, But she mentioned the fact that she says, I believe that this is just something that we're trying to get the people used to. We'll put a number in the livestock so we can buy and sell, and that way it'll be easier for us to get a number in our forehead or our hand later on. And the lady was rather upset with that kind of a statement being made because she didn't really think that was a true statement. But anyway, I'm going to speed this up real quick, Barry. I was going to ask you, do you have access to a letter from the Livestock Marketing Association dated February the 8th of 2006? And in it, it says, a major policy reversal from USDA has abandoned its controversial decision to use a single private database to track animal movement under the National Animal Identification System.
Yeah, but that doesn't change anything.
No, but it does say, it says, instead we will create a portal to work with existing databases, such as those already used by breed groups, state agencies, and others.
Right.
And that was the point that I brought up to this lady. I said, there's already enough ways of getting this information out. If you're just concerned about controlling disease, why do you want to start another bureaucracy that you can't even tell us who's going to pay for it or how much it's going to cost?
Okay, let me interrupt here, but again, it's not just an Indiana thing. It's not just a United States thing. It's happening all over the world, Canada, yes. Australia, the EU. Let me get another caller on here real quick. Tim, yes. In Texas. Hi, you're up next, Tim.
Hello, DB. Yesterday they had a meeting in front of a committee of legislators, and a whole bunch of ranchers were there. There were so many of them there, they couldn't get them in the room. The committee...
Now, this is in Texas.
Yes, sir, this in Texas. And the committee leader man up there said that they had passed the thing and really hadn't understood about it, you know, just showing their stupidity.
Okay, now we're talking about the Texas state legislature that passed that goofy Texas law.
Yes, sir. And he said that they were going to have to take a look at this thing before they signed it into law. And
I thought it was signed into law.
Yeah, but they said that they're not going to implement it until they're going to relook at it come May. And then the governor came on and said, no, we don't like this thing at all after studying it real good, and we think at the most it should be a voluntary thing. Of course, you know, you can believe, you know, nothing of what they say, but I didn't hear about the meeting. I don't know how many people were there, but there were so many people that the next meeting is going to have a different place because there were so many people there outraged about it.
Well, this is a law. This is probably the worst of all of the laws that have been passed by any state, but we don't have time to go into it now. We've discussed it in the past. Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.